I have been needing a new car for so long, and even though I keep saying, quote, money flows freely.
There you go. That's the answer. That's the answer. You could have all the money in the world, get a car, and they'll take away your driver's license.
Yeah, I knew where the sentence was going, Carol. Summer says, I have been needing a new car for so long, and even though I keep saying, quote, money flows freely and easy to me now, unquote, it keeps flowing out for car repairs as soon as it flows in.
There you go. See? I mean, it's the point, because it's not about money. Money does flow. You need a car, so needing a car is punching all the gas out of letting it rise, the dough rise, and it's very wonderful because it just makes it a more cohesively bound, structured substance. But what you find when you need the dough, the more you need it, you got to constantly add some flour back into it, or what you find out, just like what you're finding out right now, is it starts to get sticky.
Yeah, he ends by saying, can I command the angels' help in acquiring a new car?
They can help you need a car even worse than you need one now.
Yeah,
all
right. So it's wanting and desiring.
And saying, what are the words that he says? He should not say, I need a car. He should say, I have a car. I have a car.
He already said money flows freely and easily to me for car repair.
You're doomed, Summer. Drop the topic. Don't say any words for a couple weeks and say some other words.
Give your car away. You already have a new car. Give your car away. And then you'll create a vacuum and then you can have a new car.
Yeah, not I have a car. I already have a new car. I already have a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Not an
issue.
I gave
away my piece of junk trouble.
Yes.
I have a new fun car.
And then go watch some movies, play some baseball, and it'll be taken care of for you. One day you'll come home from the baseball park and there'll be a new car sitting there. That's the way you got to look at it. It's preposterous and fantastical. One would normally imagine a well-educated American would think that's pretty stupid.
Then you'd call the police and say, someone's put a stolen car in my car park. Get it quickly.
I'm being set up.
You think I've stolen a vehicle that wasn't mine because I won't allow it to be mine. Yeah, I've got the registration. Yeah, I have insurance. Yeah, I've got it filled up with gas. And yeah, I got the receipt for the gas that I put in it. But come get it quick before this all goes ugly.
That's right. And that was a good question and very important response by Ion. I think we all learned from that or remembered what we knew. The point is that I can't remember.
I'm sorry. Bob will never get it.
Yeah. We'll never say it.
Bob gets it, there's chance. Y'all, everybody listening now, however melancholy this brings you to the brink of blowing your very own brains out with your very own 9mm pistol, just know, because of Bob, you too have a chance.
I am the poster boy for a dumb human getting it.
Yeah, well, very dismissive of you, Bob.
Who is?
No, he said how very dismissive.
Yeah, dismissive of you. Yeah, what's one
Bob,
of my...
do you remember who you're talking to? You're Bob. That's the same Bob. That's the Bob, yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I said it was very... Oh, yeah, the average educated person, literate, newspaper reading, TV monitoring, subscribing to Project Camelot and Dr. Dean's blog, all these intelligent people, they cannot get figured out the power of the word. You know, because the power of the word is what the issue is of what you say. And information is just a mosquito flying around, buzzing. So Ion expressed that very well about how... you probably couldn't get it because you think it's fantasy.